بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, last night we had an extensive talk on the significance of Laylatul Qadr, the importance of i'tikaf, the adab, the etiquettes of i'tikaf. We discussed that in detail. Tonight we're not going to repeat the entire bayan, but the fact that the last 10 days have commenced, and tonight is the very first odd night which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had exhorted us to seek Laylatul Qadr during the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So tonight is the 21st night. Allah alone knows best. Tonight could be Laylatul Qadr night. And since this possibility exists, and in many years, Laylatul Qadr, according to mashayikh of the past, happened to take place on the 21st. Sometimes it was 23rd, sometimes 25th, most times 27th, also on the 29th. كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. Last night I mentioned the hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would exert himself in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the last 10 nights, more than how he exerted himself in the other nights of Ramadan. And we explain the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something beyond our understanding. The fact that he would spend hours on length in sajda and crying and crying, and this was his daily habit. Can you imagine in the month of Ramadan what his ibadat must have been? Then more than that, the last 10 nights, what bond he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned an incident, inshallah I'll mention it again, which I've heard from the scholars and the mashayikh, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to understand the proximity, the closeness he enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commune, when he would talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he would be engaged in his ibadah, in his tahajjud salah, in his ruku, in his sujood. That bond, when he would say the tasbih, when he would read Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, when he would read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and he would make such lengthy sujood to such an extent that there were several occasions where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would actually have to go and feel his feet and to go closer and hear and to tap him to see whether Rasulullah is still alive or has he left this world. So on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after completing his ibadah of the night, it is before Fajr, when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, his beloved wife, is seated next to him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at her very strangely, and he poses a question. He asks her, Man anti? Who are you? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is surprised, but she does not know why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking her. Perhaps he's just joking. So she said, Aisha. Then he asked her, Man Aisha? Who is Aisha? So she said, Bintu Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the most closest friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bosom friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem says, Man Abu Bakr? Who is Abu Bakr? So she says, Ibn Abi Quhafa, the son of Abu Quhafa, who was well known. When Rasulullah then asked, Man Abu Quhafa, she remained silent. She didn't say anything. She knew something not right. Later on in the day, she asked Rasulullah, what transpired? Why did you ask me this? Then Rasulullah explained to her the level that Rasulullah had reached in his ibadah, the bond that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kayfiyat that he experienced, the level Ulama explained that the ruh of Rasulullah would make parwaz of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore when he came down back to earth, of course it's not literally now, explaining that when he came back to earth, and then he could not even recognize Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. My brothers, these are the last 10 days or nights that we have. And as I mentioned last night, the last opportunity. I have to repeat this thing because of the large crowd we have. And perhaps somebody may just listen to something. It may be a means of hidayat. It could be a means of najat for us, all of us, in the akhirat. The most important thing we require, and I stress on this last night, is ikhlas, sincerity. In whatever we do, if I'm giving a talk, I must remember that it should not be to impress the people. May Allah must be pleased with me. If you are listening, you should have no other motive but so that Allah must be pleased with you and so that you may bring about a change in your life, the speaker and the listener. When maut will strike, Allah knows best. This month of Ramadan, we had seen so many janazas already. Allah gave us long life with afiyat, with hifazat, with barakat. We are now coming to the pinnacle, the climax of Ramadan. Our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, we cannot help but mention his name again and again. What we see in front of us is all the efforts of the fruits of the efforts he made, and he cried and cried right from the 80s when we were still going to school and we should come in the month of Ramadan also. He would have program. Of course, the masjid was not so big that time. It was not renovated. There was no extension. It was a smaller masjid. In fact, that time it was just a musalla, a jamaat khana. But even at night, your brother should make itikaf and Maulana should have his programs, the durood and salam. From that time he should read. And today we see in almost every masjid, they have programs during the last 10 nights. Maulana, Hazrat Maulana had initiated it because he saw the need for it. He saw the people coming. They needed some person to guide them, to make some dua, they could say Ameen, to teach them. So Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi would commonly mention during these nights that treat these nights as the flights that are going. So this is the first of the last flights. There are some cars that are blocking NP 104437, ND617512, NV40510. Kindly just remove your cars. Perhaps somebody needs to go. So these are the flights. If a person is going for Umrah, for Hajj, he's going overseas, and he misses that flight, and there is the last flight yet, and the only flight that is going, what happens? He spent so much of money and so much of effort, and he was really waiting to go. It was the last Hajj flight that left, and he had not made Hajj before. And he collected all his money, and everything was ready, and he was going, he got delayed. Oh, he delayed himself, and when he went to the airport, the flight took off. Can you imagine the pain, the remorse the person will experience? Exactly like that. Allah knows best, tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah grant me, grant you, grant all of us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. It is that night full of majesty in which so many angels come down. That ulama and mufassirin have written, like the amount of pebbles that you see in the world. So many come down. And what do they come and do? They congratulate those who are engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore the hadith I mentioned last night also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 nights would commence, then he would tie his lungi, he would exert himself, he would have time for nothing else now. And he would dedicate all his time, the entire night, he would engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ He would awaken his family members, and وَأَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ The entire night engage in ibadah. We are weak. We have to work. Most of the brothers are going to work tomorrow. Others are in i'tikaf. So we are weak. Allah Ta'ala knows our condition that we cannot spend the entire night in ibadah. Whatever we can do, but it is not an occasion to waste.
It's not occasion now to sit and gossip and chat and laugh and giggle, because once this night is over, then it is gone. The flight has taken off. So this is our last opportunity, inshallah. We will have two sessions every night, inshallah. This is for our own islah. As I mentioned last night, the purpose of i'tikaf, perhaps many of the brothers were sitting for i'tikaf or not here last night, but we mentioned important aspects of i'tikaf. So even those in nafil i'tikaf, those who will be engaged in ibadah, think of yourself clinging onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are clinging on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which person seated here tonight does not have a problem? Who doesn't require some need to be fulfilled? Who is not desperately in need for some hajat to be fulfilled? Every one of us. Somebody has got some sickness. Somebody has got some financial problem. Somebody has got some spiritual problem. Somebody has got some domestic problem. Each one has got worries. Each one has got some hajat, some need. So tonight is a night to beg Allah subhanahu. To cry. We have to cry like little babies. Again, with ikhlas, sincerity. Do whatever we can do, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any show business. Then, sit with the intention that, oh Allah, I'm clinging on your doorstep. Ya Allah, I cannot leave your doorstep until you don't forgive me. Until you don't fulfill my need, oh Allah, I cannot leave you. The greatest need, oh my Allah, I have is the need of the akhirah. Ya Allah, I want success in the hereafter. Dunya and hereafter. But oh Allah, I want to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. And these last 10 nights, specifically Rasulullah has mentioned, itqum min an-nar. It is an emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. The first 10 nights was rahmat. Second 10 days, maghfirat. Last, itqum min an-nar. Allah emancipates thousands and thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam. So beg Allah, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. I mentioned also last night, in whatever language you communicate with Allah, Allah understands, Allah created, Allah knows every single language. There was one Jamaat that had come from Pakistan. And I mentioned this to my very close friends and students, that this Jamaat impressed me the most. It impressed me the most. I actually began to cry. Why? This Jamaat was a deaf and dumb Jamaat. But the brother spoke in sign language, and the interpreter translated. And this Jamaat was spending approximately 8 months in our country and other surrounding countries. But what touched me the most, when he made dua, there was no sound coming out of his mouth. There was no sound coming out from his tongue. In his own way, in that, I broke down into tears. I say, Wallah, you can even hear the deaf and dumb. Allah, you fulfill this man's need as well. Allah is so loving. In tonight's Taraweeh, Surah Fatir, you don't have time to give tafsir, but such beautiful words, such touching words. Believe me, you feel like breaking your namaz and just going to sajda and crying. Ya ayyuhan nas, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Allah says, oh mankind, remember the favors, the bounties of your Lord over you. هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ. Allah poses a question to us. Is there any other creator beside Allah? Is there anybody? What is the answer, brothers? Beside Allah, is there any other creator providing for us? No. Allah says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Tawheed. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Then Allah says, فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Where are you moving to? Where are you heading to? Why are you turning away? Allah has provided so many ni'mats. Before that, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatever mercies Allah opens for you, nobody can hold back that mercy from reaching you. But wama yumsik, if Allah holds back any mercy, فَلَا مُرْسِرُ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ, nobody can bring it down. Nobody can send it down for you. No angel can assist you, no jinn can assist you, no makhluk can assist you. Allah is so kind, Allah is so loving, Allah has provided and provided and continues to provide for us. All Allah Ta'ala wants from us, little bit of turning towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I normally say, take those baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. That is all. In these 10 night programs, inshallah, our intention is to make an effort, inshallah. What's the effort? To remove from our heart the filth that we have, the spiritual diseases that we have, anger, pride, jealousy, hatred, love of dunya, love of haram. A person is addicted to drugs, so now is the time to make sincere tawbah, to cry before Allah. A person has an illicit relationship with a woman. Now it's finishing his life up. It's weakening his iman, weakening his spirituality. He's feeling miserable. This is the place to cry. This is the occasion to sit before Allah. You and Allah. You don't have to mention to any person around your sins. In fact, you're not supposed to do that. It's you and Allah. Allah knows exactly why you cry. And you beg Allah, and you beg Allah, and you beg Allah. But the begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the begging from Allah should be a very sincere one. A genuine one. That, oh Allah, I am weak. Allah, I am feeling terrible why I committed that zina. Allah, I am feeling terrible why I drank alcohol. Allah, I am feeling terrible why I disobeyed my mother and my father. Allah, I abused my wife. Allah, I did this, I did that. Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Shri, Ya Allah, may nadim hu, may sharminda hu. I'm feeling ashamed. I'm showing nadamat, regret. How could I behave in that way? How could I perpetrate that crime? And you have broken away from that sin. And now you are making that firm promise to Allah that I will not go back to that sin. That is all Allah wants from us. It's not difficult at all. So i'tikaf again, akafa in Arabic means to cling onto something. I mentioned last night that we are going to try to become each one of us that in the end of Ramadan, by Eid day, each one of us must be a true lover of Allah. Each one of us must be a true lover of Allah. And to become a lover of Allah, a person has to confess his sins before Allah, a person has to beg Allah, a person has to cry to Allah, and then believe me, wallah, then you see your salah, how light you feel. Then when you go into sajda, you will cry like a baby. And enjoy that sajda. In the 15th Shaban, I mentioned also, somebody had mentioned, sujood is a love story that nobody can explain. When a person is in love with Allah, then when he says, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Allah, you are free from every type of blemish. Allah, you've got no fault whatsoever. Allah, you got no shortcoming, no deficiency. Oh Allah, you are pak. You are absolutely pure. Rabbi. In sajda we say, Rabbi, my Rabb. See the bond. Oh Allah, my Rabb, Al-A'la, the most high. You are free from any type of weakness, any type of shortcoming. Whatever masnoon du'as you know, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. You ask for dunya, you ask for akhirat, you ask for to be safe in the fire of Jahannam. Whatever masnoon du'as, you know, make it in sajda. Beg and cry and cry and cry and enjoy. Think of yourself. The most closest a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُنُ عَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. Whilst he's making sajda. So the when a person is in prostration, when he's in sajda, then he is most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have thrown yourself on the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from physical form, but by way of explanation, you have thrown yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, you think Allah won't have mercy upon us? We are the special ummah of the most beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem taught us that these nights are Mubarak nights. We should not dispute, not quarrel. on one particular year, one occasion, Rasulullah was so happy and he came out to tell the Sahaba, this year Laylatul Qadr is on this particular night. As he emerged, two people, Yatalaha ar-Rajulan, two people were disputing and they raised their voice and they were arguing. They were quarreling. And when that happened, Rasulullah was made to forget which was going to be Laylatul Qadr night. So see the harm of quarreling and disputing. It must be a peaceful last 10 nights. We should not worry of now fighting with people and having road rage and parking in wrong places in people's driveways, in the masjid. Even after one session finishes, don't feel now we have reached the Asman already. And now we've done enough for tonight. And now we just hardly even stepped out of the masjid and already we are making noise and we are busy. Inshallah, Allah is so kind. South Africans will never go hungry. Allah Ta'ala is too kind with us. Allah has provided for us already iftar, how much we had. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of our Muslim brothers and sisters and others in the world who have got no food to eat, they've got no clothing, they've got no shelter. So you lose nothing, a little bit of sacrifice. You can go home nice and eat. And if there is some tea downstairs, somebody say, Mona, why you don't give this and why you don't give this, that. All that later on after Eid you can have on Eid day, inshallah, as much as you want. This is the place of ibadah. If you're very hungry, then there is some tea provided. But there is no partying in this masjid. With due respect, those sitting for itikaf, also we explained yesterday, now is the time for ibadah. You have your meals quickly. We should be now after one session, now we are making a big din inside and taking out pots and the microwave and then people are getting disturbed. Yes, we have some youngsters. So I made a humble appeal yesterday to our elderly brothers that overlook the weaknesses. Some of them are coming for the first time. There was one brother who came last time. I'll mention it again. I don't know his name. If I see him again too, I won't even recognize him. But it was the last night of i'tikaf. And then he sat with me and he began to cry. So I tried to console him. Why are you crying? He looked towards the door. He said, Mullah, you see the door there? I said, gee. He said, if the moon is sighted, then I am finished tomorrow. And I will put my step out of this masjid. I've got nobody to guide me. I'm living such a sinful life. I know the world outside, what type of world is waiting for me. The days I had here was such serenity and such peace. I began to love my ibadah. I never had this feeling before. So this is what we require, serenity, happiness, with muhabbat, mawaddat. Inshallah, together we will reach our destination. We will have two sessions, inshallah. We will have dua also, there will be zikr, there will be tilawat. But most importantly ourselves, tahajjud salah. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats. Those who are in itikaf should read more rakats. You have golden opportunity to finish your qazai, umri, nafil. And those who are remaining for nafil itikaf also, engage in nafil, tahajjud salah. And cling on to recitation of the Qur'an. Qur'an, 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 Qur'an. All our buzughanadeen. Open Hazrat Fazail Amal of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. You will see, in fact yesterday I was mentioning the story and then I forgot to mention the entire story of Maulana Abdul Rahim Rai Puri Rahmatullah Ali, who is one of a very, very senior ulama of the past. In the month of Ramadan, he would not even talk to any person. All the time engaged in recitation of the Quran. Besides his Taraweeh and his Qiyamul Layl, his Tahajjud, the only time when he spoke to any person was just one or two very close khadims of his, and over just one cup or two cups, small cups of coffee they would bring for him after Taraweeh and after the program. So just a little while, just to have something. At that time he'll ask, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, khairiya, something like that, and finish his coffee and back to Quran. Because he was enjoying something. Something that he could not explain to others. All of Mashaykh, as Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali talks about himself, his mother, elderly mother, finish one Quran a day in Ramadan. One Quran a day. Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali, all his, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali, and so, Imam Bukhari, so many of them, one Quran a day. There are reports of them finishing 60 Qurans by the end of Ramadan. 60 Qurans. And today also there are many people, there are some elderly ladies, elderly women, not only in the month of Ramadan, Even out of Ramadan, minimum they read 10 paras a day. Not in the 60s, 70s. In the late 80s or beginning 90s. So this is also for us to motivate us, inspire us, inshallah, get attached to Quran. So Quran, tahajjud, tawbah, istighfar. That's all. Control our zuban, control our eyes, refrain from all sins. This is all. Inshallah, all of us can do it. Believe me, then on each day you will feel happy. You will really feel happy. Allah subhanahu will give you that happiness. Allah ta'ala will give you that sukoon. Allah will give us fitness of iman. All what we read in the kitabs, inshallah, we make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, but you, your treasures are so full. You are that Allah who will always be. Allah grant us just a little from those treasures. A little bit of sweetness in ibadah. When you make the sajda and see how sweet your sajda is now. Different from the sajda you made all the other time. Now enjoy your salah. Have some khushu and khudu. Don't be distracted very easily. A little bit of concentration, inshallah, then you will see how we will enjoy ourselves. I was planning to do tafsir this year of Surah Maryam, inshallah. Not the entire surah, but the important aspects of Surah Maryam. Last year we did Surah Al-Kahf, and previously we did Surah Yusuf. And there were gems and beautiful lessons which we can apply in our day and life, in our own lives, from the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what themes Allah is talking about. Surah Maryam is also a very beautiful surah. A very beautiful surah. And there are a few things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this surah in such a beautiful way. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا. Allah starts this entire surah with الحروف المقطعات كاف ها يا عين صاد. When we did تقطيع ألف باء تاء صاد, so we did kaf, haya. Allah Ta'ala combined these letters and put it together. The meaning of these letters together, only Allah knows best. All the ulama and mufassirin say that we should not probe into trying to figure out what kaf and what ha and ya and ayn sad means. Allah alone knows best. This is His kitab. He has the right to bring about these words like alif lam mim, alif lam ra, alif lam mim ra, hamim, hamim ayn sin qaf, is called al-huruf al-muqatta'at. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the story of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. The central theme you find here in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about is tawheed, the oneness of Allah and the power of Allah. The power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That against the normal system, Allah does something against the normal system that is in the world. The normal system of procreation, which Allah has created. A man marries a woman, and then they have a relationship. The woman falls pregnant, then she gives birth. So she has to be married to a man. She has to have a relationship with a man. In this surah, we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Maryam alayhi salatu salam a child without Maryam being married to a man. Without any person touching her. And in Zakariya alayhi salatu salam's case, he was an elderly person, very old. His wife was barren. It was like humanly impossible for them to conceive, for her to conceive a child. Impossible. But Allah shows that despite your old age, but Allah still bestowed them a beautiful child who is also a Nabi. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after this story of Zakariya and Yahya, Allah brought about Isa alayhi salatu salam, that he was the son of Maryam and he had no father. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these stories. Then Allah talks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his father, the relationship with his father, and how he invited them towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talks about the believers, what will be their outcome, and Allah talks about the mushrikeen, what will be their result in the hereafter. Basically, this is what Surah Maryam entails. Yes, Allah also talks about Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Idris alayhi salatu salam, Harun alayhi salatu salam, Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Few of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam have also been mentioned. But mainly, the story of Zakaria and Yahya, the story of Isa and Maryam, and the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a mention of the mercy of your Rabb upon his servant Zakaria. Allah chose the word abd. Now abd is very important in our lives. We all an abd. We are ibadur rahman. Abd. Who is an abd? An abd is a slave. An abd is a slave. So a slave has to have a master. And who is our master? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are all in the servitude of Allah. We are the servants of Allah. Allah is our Mawla. Allah is our master. Allah has commanded us to do certain things. And we as slaves, we have to show that humility before Allah. And as slaves, you are in that bondage. So we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do as we please, like a slave cannot do as he wishes. He is under the bondage of his master. So whatever the master gives him, he has to take. Whatever the master instructs him, he has to listen and carry it out. Exactly like that, we are, each one of us is an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this word abd shows humility. The word ibadah, also from abd. Abd, ibadah. We are going down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are showing humbleness, humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the same word for his Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in various verses, and specifically in the night of Mi'raj. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah ta'ala mentioned that Allah ta'ala took his abd, his servant, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam on the night of Mi'raj. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this surah is mentioning the mercy of your Rabb upon his servant Zakaria. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. When Zakaria alayhi salatu salam called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very quietly. And he whispered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He called out to Allah ta'ala in secrecy or secretly. خَفِيًّا. In a very low tone, low voice. He was making his dua silently. Nobody around him could hear. Ulama mufassirin mentioned various reasons. One main reason is he had ikhlas in him. He was sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when a person is making the soft dua and he's begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, he didn't want the people around him to know what dua he was making. And he felt that he was so old. And what he was asking for, he didn't want people to then laugh at him and mock at him. They took at his old man. What is he asking for? But mainly, it was his ikhlas, his sincerity. And he showed this genuine need that he was begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he say? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Any elderly person here, you ask. In today's time, what's the common problem we all have? My knees are giving up. My bones, they're getting weak. So exactly that, he says, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. My bones have become weak. If the person's bones have become weak, he's unable to stand properly. He's unable to walk easily and run easily. Now he requires a chair, requires a walking stick. So Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam is expressing his feebleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how do we, in dua, Ya Allah, make kamzor. But you must believe that you are kamzor. Genuinely, you must feel, Oh Allah, I'm so weak. Ya Allah, you are most mighty. Ya Allah, I'm nothing. I'm weak. إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And my hair has turned white. In Arabic, those students, now you know the word اشْتَعَلَ, يَشْتَعِلُ, اشْتِعَال, is to catch on fire. Basically what he's saying, that now my black hair has turned white. I've gone very, very old. And why is he saying this? He's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before he presents his need, he says, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. Oh Allah, I have never been unfortunate whenever I made dua to you. Ya Allah, whenever I begged from you, you always granted me whatever I wanted. Oh Allah, I have never been unfortunate in my dua to you. Now this is what we need to do. Express our weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm a kamzoor. Ya Allah, I'm old, especially our elderly people. Ya Allah, I don't have the strength. Allah, I don't have the means. But oh my Allah, you have never let me down. Brothers, just think of one problem we may have had in our life. One problem. Allah save us. Allah give us afiyat. But then one problem. You are so worried, you do not know what the results will be when the doctor sends that report. You thought it could have been this or that. And then when the results came, everything is clear. How happy you become. Hey, Allah is so kind. What do we say? Allah is so kind. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ The word shaqi, very important word. Shaqi means unfortunate, wretched. Person who's unlucky. Person who loses, who has lost. May Allah make us not from the ashqiya, the shaqi. May Allah make us from the su'ada. Always become sa'id. Sa'id means person who's fortunate. Rasulullah has mentioned, the most wretched person in the month of Ramadan, the most unfortunate person in the month of Ramadan is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan. If you don't get the mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan, there's hardly any chance for you not to get the mercy of Allah Ta'ala out of Ramadan. Why? Because in the month of Ramadan, or Hazrat Mawlana should say, the floodgates of Allah's mercy is open. It's pouring. As I mentioned last week, we don't have those spiritual eyes of the heart that we can see the mercies. You know, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was once bathing in the river. And suddenly, while he's bathing, Allah Ta'ala sent down from the sky golden locusts. Mentioned in books of hadith, Mishkat Sharif. Golden locusts, pure gold started coming down in form of locusts. So he began to grab and collect all those locusts. Gold coming down. If I tell you, bring some gold coins and start giving like jalebi, which person, even the Imam Sahib will run by. Golden locus. Allah Ta'ala then questioned him, Oh Ayyub, have I not made you independent of this? I gave you so many things in this world. He said, Oh Allah, definitely you have, but from your barakat, I'm not independent. I need your barakah. This coming from the sky. He treated it as barakat of Allah. Like that, the barakat of Allah is coming in the month of Ramadan. So Allah does, may Allah not make us from the ashqiyah. May Allah accept all our ibadah. May Allah accept all our ibadah. Then what did he say? وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي I'm not going to go into detailed tafsir, just for us to understand. He says, I have fear over my relatives, mainly his nephews. He had no children, no sons, he had no family. He had nephews, so he had relatives. I fear them after me, after my demise, because they are not so religious, and I'm worried that they might lose track, they might go astray. Oh Allah, they will not protect and preserve your deen, and they themselves will go astray. Wallah, I'm worried about this. He was not worried about his financial condition, bank balance, what's going to happen to my empire, what's going to happen to the warso. He was worried, what was the warso of the Anbiya? Deen, ilm, the wirathat of Anbiya. Deen must not suffer. So, inni khiftu al-mawaliya min wara'i. And Wallah, now he's slowly putting the case forward, what he wants. Wa kanati imra'ati haqira. My wife is barren. She cannot give birth. And now, فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ Oh Allah, grant me from your side an heir, a wali, somebody who will succeed me. Ulama say he did not ask specifically for a son. He asked for an heir. And Allah granted him a son. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Oh, Zakaria says, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوب That this heir would succeed me, he'll succeed the family of Yaqub. Yaqub alayhi salam's sons, all Anbiya, the Bani Israel, there were so many Anbiya. We want this legacy of deen, iman to continue, oh Allah. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّ Oh Allah, make this child, make him beloved unto you. This is the dua we all must make. Person gets married, his wife is now pregnant, then make this dua. Oh Allah, this child that is going to be born, make it be radiyya. Ya Allah, make it be beloved unto you.
Simple dua. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا.
Wallah, make it beloved to you. So this is a good dua that we must make. Make dua for pious offspring. Make dua for children who become obedient to us, who be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam in the third para, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَهُوَ قَائِمُ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. This is called mihrab. So whilst he is engaged in his salat or his ibadah in the mihrab, the angels were sent down by Allah. They call out to him. This is what Allah says, Ya Zakariya, O Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bighulam. O Zakariya, we have answered your dua. We give you glad tidings of a son. One. So your dua is answered. Number two, you're getting a son. Because he needed somebody who will have strength, support, and continue this legacy. And the third thing, Allah Ta'ala says, Ismuhu Yahya. Allah says, I have kept his name Yahya. His name will be Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We did not give anybody else this name Yahya before him. First person to get the name Yahya was Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah answered his dua. In the 17th para, various anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the belly of the fish. Each one made dua to Allah, cried to Allah, wanada, 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 nadina, we cried Allah, we begged, we called out to Allah. Each one, Allah says, fastajabna lahu. We answered him, we answered him, we accepted his dua, and you and I, this is a lesson for us. Not only if a person does not have children, is applying to him. Whatever our problem is, whatever the musibat is, whatever the difficulty, outwardly it is impossible to happen. But for Allah, there is absolutely nothing impossible for him. Nothing. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُرُ لِي غُلَامٌ. Now, Zakariya made this dua. He wants a child. Allah says, I'm giving you a son. His name is going to be Yahya. He believed in it. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, iman was complete. Not that he's not believing in what Allah is saying. But he wanted to know how it's going to take place. How? Rabbi, anna yakunu li ghulam. How will I get a son? Wa kanat imraati aqira. Because as far as human nature is concerned, and the system of Allah that you have created for procreation, is the man must have the taqat and strength, and the woman must have strength. And of course, my wife is barren. She cannot get any children. She cannot bear any children. And I am so weak. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ عِتِيَّ. And I have reached the pinnacle of my old age. Old. Impossible. By any person here, 100 years has got any child. It's possible. Zakariya is making this dua. So, Ya Allah, how, just tell me how. And give me some type of, you know, for itminan. I believe in it, but just show me how. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. Allah says, it will happen like that. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. Allah says, O Zakariya, this is absolutely easy for me. It's nothing. وَقَدْ, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُكَ وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شِيَأً. I created you before when you were nothing. Who created you? Who brought you into existence? From where did you come, O Zakariya? Who created you? Go back. Adam alayhi salam, who created Adam alayhi salam? Where was his parents? Okay, Isa alayhi salam had a mother at least. Adam alayhi salam, no mother, no father. This is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sometimes uses means for something. And sometimes Allah does not use means. And many times Allah goes against the normal means. Allah uses the means. Allah does not use means. And Allah goes against the means. So all these things in the eyes of Allah, for Allah Ta'ala is absolutely nothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, so then Zakariya alayhi salam asks, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. Oh Allah, let there be a sign for me. I believe in it. I've got yaqeen in it. But just give me some type of sign for me to get some encouragement, so I know that now my wife is pregnant. So Allah subhanahu says, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّ. Zakariya, despite you being healthy and fit now, I mean the sense that you are not sick, you don't have any ailments, you are able to speak, you don't have any problem with your speech, now what's going to happen to show that your wife is pregnant and she's going to be expecting this child, suddenly you will not be able to speak. Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, before that he was able to speak and he would give commands to his people. Now, Allah tukallima an-nas, you will not be able to speak to people for 3 nights. 3 complete nights, just not able to speak. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ He comes out of the mihrab, he emerges in front of his people. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ أَن سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًا He instructs them now to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the tasbih of Allah, to praise Allah morning and evening. How? By sign language. He gestured towards them that you must now praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he indicated them because he could not speak. And this was a sign that now his wife is expecting this child, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu talks about Yahya. Ya Yahya khudil kitab bi quwwa. Inshallah tomorrow we'll continue. And there's so many other lessons. I will continue again the same part of the story of Zakaria and Yahya. There are many, many beautiful, amazing, amazing lessons that are still related to what we have spoken, inshallah, tomorrow. Because it's already time up, we make dua, inshallah. So I make a humble appeal, my respected brothers, and which you can go to whichever masjid you are comfortable with, whichever program. But if you, at least you want to get this incident of Zakaria and Yahya alayhi salatu and this tafsir, then again, we will be having this session every single night for our own benefit, so that we can apply the different lessons what the ulama, the scholars, the mufassireen have extracted from this, from these verses, and how we can see how it applies in our lives. And it's amazing. Sometimes you feel that every door is closed. Every door is closed. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no such thing as doors being closed. And whatever Allah has shown, that this person is so weak, yet he gets this child. So, Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam then gestured to his people that you must glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the lessons, inshallah we'll do it again tomorrow, but one of the lessons that some scholars have pointed out was a beautiful lesson that, you see, after your dua is answered, what do we normally do? We get happy, we get excited, and then we forget Allah. Kaam ban gaya. Before that, before exam, let's be honest with those metric boys. Before metric exam, they were asking for duas and taweezes. Metric results came, finished. Kalas. Ourselves. We need something. We've got a financial problem. You need something desperately. Are you making the dua and you're crying? And the moment it finishes and you got what you want, suddenly you're no longer in the masjid. You disappear. This should not be our attitude. Zakaria alayhi salam did not do that. He continued his salah. He even told his people, سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّةً وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَلَآ بِجَانِبِهِ Allah says, when I bestow man with prosperity and give him everything, he turns away, he forgets me. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرِّ When some calamity befalls him, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab, Hazrat Thani Ramadullah, Shaykh ul-Hind Ramadullah, tarjumah, he said, phir lambe lambe fatiha karte. Now when we need Allah, long, of course we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our attitude should not be when we need Allah, we go to Allah, and in inverted commas, when our work is done and we don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn our backs to Allah. Allah is independent. In tonight's tarawih we heard, Ya ayyuhal nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Arabic. Allah says, O people, you are fuqara. Fuqara is a plural of faqir. Tum sab ke sab beggars ho. Bheek mangne wale. All of you are beggars. And Allah, then Allah uses the word huwa. Allah, as for Allah, huwa, he is al-ghani. Most independent, all independent. He doesn't need any person. And even praise, don't think that you are praising Allah, so Allah requires your praise. All praise belongs to Allah. Surah Fatir, Alhamdulillah, Fatir Sama. Surah Sabah, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi. Tonight's Rabi be heard. Allah Ta'ala says, all praise belongs to Allah. He is full of praise. He doesn't need anyone to praise Him. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah says, if Allah wishes, He can change you, take you away from the dunya, bring a new generation, a new creation. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as faqirs, this title we've got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us be true beggars. Show how muhtaj you are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all our problems, difficulties, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But times are getting very, very, very difficult. You know more than me what's happening in the world. Believe me, the ummah is going through real, real, real turmoil. It is becoming so frightening, but we do not lose hope. Allah knows what's happening. Allah is too kind. So when we make dua, inshallah, we make dua now. First session was supposed to finish at 9:15. But because it's at odd night, I will take advantage, inshallah. We'll get you a break, inshallah. You'll be able to have your tea. You'll be able to have some break, inshallah. And then we'll have the second session afterwards. Just for the first night, I was not sure exactly what time we'll finish. Allah Ta'ala, because of your sincerity, believe me, it's difficult to speak. I'm not a speaker. I'm not an orator. The entire Taraweeh, believe me, I was pareshan. Ya Allah, what am I going to say? These people know so much. But there's some person sitting here, or persons, believe me, or some mother at home. In fact, a very elderly lady passed away today. Very elderly lady. And she used to phone me regularly for duas. Elderly lady. Yeah, from Overport. So lucky she got Ramadan. And she should always make dua, ask me for dua, before some program. Maulana, remember me in your duas. So many of you, sometimes you hear me saying, Ya Allah, those who requested dua, so many requested Allah. She was one of those people I should think of in my dua. Allah make her maghfirah. It's fortunate she got Ramadan. So inshallah, we will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the Durood Sharif. The dua for Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma, just read it with me first. Allahumma, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Allahumma, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Now somebody will ask, why fa'fu anni or fa'fu anna? Anni for me, anna all of us. You can say anna better for all of us. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. The word afu. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anna, oh Allah, forgive all of us. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukr kulluh. La nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir wa arham wa anta khayr rahimin. Ey hamari Allah, ey Mawla, ey Aqa, ey Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, we read about Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, despite his old age, my Allah, despite his weakness, my Allah, Ya Allah, he begged from you. Ya Allah, you answered his dua. Ya Allah, all of us, tonight we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you. You are our Rabb, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we stood before your Kaaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were awestruck, my Allah. Ya Allah, those tears flow down our cheeks, my Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, Ya Allah, that thought came, Ya Allah. What it will be when we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannah, you will give the Jannatis all the bounties, my Allah. And then you will ask the Jannatis, is there anything else that is left for me to give you? The Jannatis will say, Wallah, you have given us everything. You have brightened our faces. You have made our scales of good deeds heavy. You have given us Jannat. What can there be still that you want to give us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Allah. Rasulullah has mentioned, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. You will remove that curtain, that veil that is between us and you in dunya. We cannot see you, my Allah. But my Allah, then we will be able to see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us an occasion when we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one is an abd before you. You are our master, our Mawla, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We confess tonight the wrongs that we have done, my Allah. From the time we were small and we became baligh, my Allah. From the time of puberty, my Allah, till today, my Allah.
We have wronged, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. We have done so many of wrongs and gunas and sins and vice and evil, my Allah. Filthy, filthy gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed this faults, my Allah. You are Sattar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr or not. Ya Allah, it is such a beautiful and peaceful night already, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at this crowd that has come, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people here. They are ulama and they are ufaz here, my Allah. Ya Allah, the people who require to sit on a chair because they are weak, my Allah. Their brothers are making itikaf, my Allah. They are masoom children sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters and brothers at home, my Allah. There are so many of us who are sick, my Allah. They are unable to come to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too loving, my Allah. You are al-wadood, my Allah. You are al-ghafoor, al-rahman, al-raheem. Ya Allah, you are malik. You are Kareem, my Allah. You are most generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in tonight's Tarawih when we read, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. When Allah sends on mercy from the skies, nobody can hold it back. My Allah, we beg you tonight to shower us with those mercies, my Allah. Allah, let it pour upon every one of us, my Allah. Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, ab tu maaf farma. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Allah, besides us, my Allah, you have got billions and billions and billions of other makhluk and creation, my Allah. Allah, but for us, besides you, we've got no other Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other Allah, my Allah. Give us that bond and ta'alluq with you now, my Allah. That ma'iyyati khasa with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that lazzat of our ibadat, my Allah. Give us that enjoyment and the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. When we prostrate before you in ruku, when we go down in sajda, my Allah. Make us just, ya Allah, feel that sweetness, my Allah. That lazzat of being in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have always cared for us, my Allah. You have provided for us, ya Allah, billions of bounties, my Allah. The air that we breathe in for free, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us food to eat, my Allah. You have given us water to drink. You have given us clothing to wear, my Allah. You have given us beautiful homes, my Allah. You have given us shelter and protection, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, you have given us these limbs, my Allah. You have given us eyes with which we can see and ears with which we can hear, my Allah. You have given us zuban that we can speak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this heart, my Allah, and hands and legs, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we can thank you and thank you and thank you right till the day of Qiyamah. Still we won't be able to make haqq ada of your shukr, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the last days of Ramadan, my Allah. If till now you have not forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said we are fuqara, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the same fuqara. We have come to your door, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Ya Allah, hum sa'il hai, hum bikari hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Tapping at your door, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Open your doors of mercy. Forgive us our sins, my Allah. Whatever sins we committed in the darkness of the night, my Allah. In broad daylight, my Allah. In public, my Allah. In privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we were at home, my Allah. When we were abroad, my Allah. When we were with our friends on some journey, my Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, my Allah. Our wives were not watching us, my Allah. Our children did not see us, my Allah. Our parents did not see us, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters did not see us, my Allah. But my Allah, you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, still you overlooked, my Allah. Still you concealed, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, my Allah. We are asking you, my Allah. We are in that beloved ummat, my Allah. Of your most beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr night, grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko musaffa
mujalla, muzakka bana. Make our hearts shining again, my Allah. Brighten our hearts, my Allah. Brighten our lives, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Never to break again, my Allah. Each day, my Allah. Make it go stronger and stronger and stronger, my Allah. Make us go mad in your love, my Allah. Make us go into different alam, my Allah. A different kafiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, take our ruh in that condition, my Allah. And when we are your ushaq, my Allah. When you have given us your marifat, my Allah. When you have given us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, take our lives whilst we are in sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we have iman, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Do not deprive anyone of us of iman, my Allah. Do not take away iman from the hearts of our children, my Allah. Our grandchildren, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Safety and protection from all types of harm, my Allah. Ya Allah, from all types of fear, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Let it pour down from the heavens, my Allah. Don't let it be that we have to stretch our hands to any of your makhluk, my Allah. Make us independent, my Allah. Answer our dua, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Guide our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become a means of hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become a means of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat, ya Allah, kujordo, my Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat has become tukre, tukre, my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers are not on talking terms, my Allah. Parents and children, my Allah, have broken relationship, my Allah. Ya Allah, husband and wife, even on this Mubarak nights, my Allah. In so many homes, this Qiyamah taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Make there be wahdat of this ummat, my Allah. Make this ummat strong again, my Allah. Our Nabi Islam cried for us, my Allah. He cemented hearts, my Allah. And we have broken hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us understanding, my Allah. Give us hikmat, my Allah. Grant us wisdom, my Allah. Put us onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, my Allah. Each one has got different need, my Allah. You've got different hajat, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, my Allah. Ya Allah, mother cried today, Ya Allah, she phoned to say her son, Ya Allah, is diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, that mother is crying, my Allah. What an obedient son she has, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing impossible for you. Ya Allah, you have sent down Quran, my Allah. We have read what the Mufassireen and Ulama have mentioned, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who've got cancer, my Allah. All those who've got some rare disease, my Allah. Or any illness, any disease, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. So many have got stomach problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have kidneys are failing, my Allah. So many are on dialysis, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zahiri bimari we have, give us shifa. The batini amraz we have, give us shifa. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us from hasad, my Allah. From anger, my Allah. From pride, my Allah. From vanity, my Allah. Ya Allah, from malice, my Allah. From love of dunya, my Allah. Love of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah.
That youngster who has become an addict, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight he has raised his hands, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he is raising his hands, she is raising her hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete cure from this bimari, my Allah. Make them clean from this, my Allah. Don't make them go back to drugs, my Allah. That person who has taken alcohol, my Allah. He cannot give up the drinking, my Allah. He has become a habitual drinker, my Allah. Remove that bimari from him, my Allah. Remove the difficulty from him, my Allah. Give him that himmat and the courage to refrain from the drinking, my Allah. That person who is just making zina every day of his life, my Allah. Even in the month of Ramadan, he can't give up this habit, my Allah. Make him pure, my Allah. Allah, make him abhor zina, my Allah. When that sahabi who desired to make zina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma fillah. Wallah, forgive him. Wallah, tahir qalba. Wallah, purify his heart. Wahassin farja. Ya Allah, make him have chastity, my Allah. Help him to protect his and safeguard his private path. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Ek lukmad, one morsel will enter our bellies. Ya Allah, let it be absolutely halal, my Allah. Make our income be so feast and halal, my Allah. Whatever we consume, it must be halal, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram, my Allah. Don't make us become deceived and beguiled by those who just say things are halal when it is haram, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our amal, my Allah. Protect our deen, my Allah. Islam ki hifazat farma. Musalmano ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Musalman, ya Allah. Bahut pareshan hal hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Sri Lanka, my Allah, there is a cliff now for them, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah, how many years have gone by, my Allah? Ya Allah, but we will never give up making dua to you, my Allah. You are not bound by time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best, my Allah. But those masoom children, my Allah, they've got no place to they can go, no refuge, my Allah. Ya Allah, when people take some hampers for them, my Allah, they stand in a line, my Allah. They stand, Ya Allah, with sabr and patience in a queue, my Allah, just to get one or two sweets in their hand, my Allah. When our children have got so many delicacies, my Allah, Ya Allah, they have a variety to choose from, my Allah. My Allah, those children in the bitter cold, my Allah, they don't even have sufficient clothing, my Allah. All those brothers and sisters helping them in different parts of the world, and then aiding those people, my Allah. You grant those people who are helping them afiyat and barakat, my Allah. You give them barakat and protect their progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us also to help the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have variety of khajur and dates on our table, my Allah. Different type of savories, my Allah. My Allah, those masoom people, those masoom children, so many also fasting, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many don't have parents, they're yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, but they have you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have you, my Allah. They have you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn your nigah away from the summat. Ya Allah, it is because of our doings, my Allah. We know we are wrong, my Allah. We became so engrossed in dunya, my Allah. We forgot akhirat, my Allah. We forgot the cries of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried for us, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Riya has come into our heart, in our lives, my Allah. Everything we do for show and ostentation, grant us ikhlas. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are little babies, my Allah, holding on to the finger and hand of the father and parent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. We are moving closer to Qiyamah, my Allah. You alone know best when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. There are so many signs before us, my Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are living, protect us from Dajjal. Ya Allah, if we have left this world, protect our children, my Allah. Protect our grandchildren, my Allah. Our great-grandchildren, my Allah. Protect our progeny, my Allah. Make them be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Make them be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, so many different types of temptations and fitan is unveiling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know next what type of fitna will engulf us, my Allah. Just one finishes, the other is already waiting, my Allah. Ya Allah, turam farma. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. تحب العفو فعفو عنا يا كريم. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ism-i-azam, my Allah. That name, my Allah.
that, Ya Allah, any person who makes dua using that name of yours, you answer his dua readily, my Allah. We did not know your Ismi Azam, my Allah. Whatever your Ismi Azam is, my Allah. We beseech you by your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you. Ya Allah, you are Zal Arshil Majid, my Allah. You are the possessor of your great throne, my Allah. You are the Khaliq of the skies and the earth, my Allah. What is beyond the skies, Ya Allah, it is yours, my Allah. In your control, my Allah. What is below the earth is in your control. Between the skies and earth is in your control. Every leaf is in your control. Every sand particle is in your control. Every bird is in your control. Every animal, insect, jinn, man, angel, everything is in your control. The ocean, the rivers are in your control. The sun, the moon, everything is in your control. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, my Allah. Give us najat in the akhirat. Help us to cross Busirat with the speed of lighting, my Allah. Make it into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lost our near ones and dear ones in this year, my Allah. Ya Allah, some of us have lost our fathers, my Allah. Some of our mothers, my Allah. Some of our wives, my Allah. So many passed away in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Some have lost their masoom children, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, there are some children who have become yateem, my Allah. So many women have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Especially our mashayikh, our apas who taught us alif ba, my Allah. Our ustad who taught us hifz, my Allah. The ulama, mashayikh who made effort for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever jaiz murads we have tonight, oh brothers and sisters, my Allah, patiently, my Allah, patiently they have raised their hand. They have sat so long, my Allah. There is no dunya being distributed, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is holding back. There is no name and fame, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know who is sitting here, who is saying, Ameen. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hudi kuthur water from his mubarak, my Allah. On the day of qiyamah, my Allah, we want to go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want him to be smiling at us, my Allah. My Allah, he must show the sahaba that this is also my ummat. He must introduce us to his sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen, my Allah, when we go there with hope, my Allah, that we will see our Nabi. We'll get the holy kuthur water. And suddenly the angel will come down and drive us away and say, suhqan, suhqan. And Nabi Sallam will also chase us away, my Allah. Let that not happen, my Allah. Then, my Allah, we are doomed forever and ever, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the holy kuthur water from his mubarak, my Allah. May give us Jannatul Firdaus, because enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah sallam. Make our home be right next to his home, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Use them for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. All good works of deen that is taking place, the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. The mashayikh making efforts in the khanka, my Allah. Ulama in makatib, madaris, hips classes, darul ulums, my Allah. People in different organizations, grant each what ikhlas and make each person follow the correct way of haqq and shariat, my Allah. And grant each one maqbooliyat, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما اللہ all those requested duas from far and near يا الله so many from overseas have requested duas also my Allah young and old my Allah elderly people my Allah يا الله our family members have requested duas answer all the jaiz murad my Allah يا الله give us ikhlas help us for our itikaf accept our itikaf of this masjid and every single masjid in the world, Harameen, Sharifeen, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah, make it be easy for us, Ya Allah. Don't make us do anything that will nullify our i'tikaf, my Allah. Don't make us spoil our i'tikaf, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, strength and health, Ya Allah. Make this program beneficial, my Allah. Make it be a sadqah jariyah for Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi and all our mashayikh and asatiza, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the sawab to our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we speak, my Allah, make it be beneficial for mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a means of hidayat, my Allah. Make it be mean islah of our hearts and reformation, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ishq and muhabbat now, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.